We know too much now. Everything, every answer is at our fingertips. When I was a kid, I used to get all my information from two encyclopedias. They were called the Funk and Wagnos. And every time we needed to know something, we used to sing together as a family. Funk and Wagnos, Funk and Wagnos. Let's look it up in the Funk and Wagnos. And the answers would invariably be inside the Funk and Wagnos. Or there'd be a related bit of information and that would help. Or, and this was the really fun bit, the answer wouldn't be in there and it would remain a mystery. Imagine that. Imagine not knowing something. How awful would that be? No. It was great. Looking back, it was great. There is no mystery anymore. We have the answer for everything. Technology has removed the need to think, to plan. Wherever we're going now, it's straight in the sat-nav, without a second's thought. And we will follow blindly this device's direction, even if we know in our hearts it's wrong. We would follow this device if it told us to drive over a cliff and into the sea. We've given up on having our own opinions, our own thoughts. There's no mystery in getting anywhere now, and therefore no sense of achievement. You may not remember this, but there'd be a real sense of achievement in finding something. Back in the day, I remember when I went around the world in 2003, I drove everywhere, across America, like all across New Zealand. No sat-nav, just a map. And so whenever I reached my destination, I'd achieved something. It made me feel good rather than just blindly following a computer that doesn't care about me. It doesn't want me to take a good route, the scenic route. Trouble with a sat-nav can be summed up if one route to somewhere took you past the seven wonders of the world, and then there's another route that was a dark tunnel. If the dark tunnel route was 8 seconds quicker than the one that took you past the seven wonders of the world, it would take you through the dark fucking tunnel. Because computers are all about speed and getting things done as quickly as possible to the expense of beauty and mystery and adventure. So I was trying to follow a map to the Comedy Store. In 2003, I was driving from San Diego, and I don't know what the fuck I'd done, but the Comedy Store is quite near the Hollywood Hills. And this map was confusing. It wasn't confusing, but I was confused by it. I was in the middle of fucking nowhere, pitch black near the hills. This is the middle of LA, but it was dark. There was no one around. I don't know where I am, so I stopped the car on this dark little road. And I'm looking at the map. Then I look up. And I hadn't seen them, but there were about like 20 youths. A massive gang of 20 youths. And even though I myself was a youth, there is never anything more terrifying than more youths than you. If you are two youths and they are three youths, then you are scared. And I was one youth. And this was 20 youths. And I'm immediately terrified. I'm terrified. Terrified. Does anyone have a map? Does anybody happen to know how the hell to do this? I don't know if you can tell, this is me just pretending to know. Where's the map? It was scary. I'm immediately terrified, but I thought, this is irrational. Isn't it? Even though I'm in the middle of nowhere in a foreign land, in the dark of the Hollywood Hills, This isn't a gang of killers. These kids aren't waiting for someone without a sat-nav to drive by so they can shoot them. Surely, that's not how life works, is it? So I thought, I'll just get out the car and tell them I was lost and ask them if they know where the LA Comedy Store is. So with a few nerves flying around inside me, I emerge from this car towards this gang of 20 youths, and I say, "Hey guys! Hey! Hey guys! Hey! Hey friends! Morning neighbor! Morning friend! Hey chaps! I'm looking for the LA Comedy Store!" There's a pause. And a few of them started to laugh. And I thought, well, this is a good start to me being a comedian tonight. And then one of them said, "Are you a fucking comedian?" And I don't know what he was. But instinct kicked in. And I said, "Oh, hang on." And I walked back quickly to the car and I drove away as fast as I could, assuming I was gonna get killed. I don't know if you can tell, this is me just pretending to know. And after that day, I bought about 20 sat-navs and never used a map again because it was one of the most terrifying experiences in my life. But fuck, what a rush. What a rush. I'd never have that rush getting anywhere. Now everything is so dull and predictable. Your whole life laid out before you. Getting where you need to go without thought. We never have to think. We never have to make mistakes. We never have to end up standing in the middle of one of LA's most notorious gangs, announcing to them, "Hey, I'm a comedian, and I'm lost." So where's the map? I need a clue. 'Cause the scary truth is, I'm flying blind. I'm a lost comedian. That's what I am, a lost comedian. I'm a lost artist. I think differently to most people. I don't want to use this technology. I don't want definites. I don't want to know exactly where I'm going, or even if I know the destination, I don't want to know the route and have that mapped out for me. I want to fly blind. I want to fly blind and make it up as I go. That's where the excitement lies. That's where the magic lies. Getting the wrong notes sometimes. That's where the getting killed by LA gangs lies. That's where getting completely lost in New Zealand fog and in the middle of the mountains and having to stay there for 2 hours. You don't know where you are. That's where living lies. And I got to the LA Comedy Store that night. And it was kind of a long, really long bill, long varied bill. It was like a new material night. And the compere said, "Nathan, I'll try to get you on somewhere. I don't know quite when. Is that okay?" And I said, "Sure." And it was great. You know, sometimes it's better not knowing. Keeps you on your toes. Keeps you alive. Not knowing is better. When I was a kid, I thought that anything you needed to know was in these two small encyclopedias. And looking back, that was all we really needed to know. All we really needed to know was in these two encyclopedias. In here was the crucial stuff. Everything else should be left to chance. A beautiful mystery. Does anyone have a map? I don't need one. Because I'm flying blind. I'm flying blind, and I'm making this up as I go. Lots of love to dear Evan Hansen. If you haven't heard the music, I may not have told you in this episode, but it's fucking incredible. Lots of love to you all.